Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. When I drive, I don't use my phone, I don't speed, and I pay attention to the road. And you know what? I should be rewarded for that. The more safely you drive, the less you'll pay. Who doesn't want to pay a rate based on your own safe driving? You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for rating, and your rate could increase with high-risk driving.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Cheers.
Oh yeah. Welcome to the Handsome Pod. It's Fortune Feimster.
And it's also Mae Martin.
And it's also Tig Notaro.
And we're handsome.
Yes, indeed we are. If you like checkered pink shirts, hoodies, and flannels, we are the three for you.
I dress like I was going to church.
Yeah, that's a beautiful shirt.
Thank you. Or I'm going to a boating event.
Maybe you're taking a boat to church.
neither thing I've done in a long time.
Do you boat at all?
I'm not a boater. I like boats. But Jax gets seasick.
Classic Jax.
So it keeps me from boats. I love a pontoon.
Oh, I love a pontoon.
A pontoon.
Right. A pontoon.
Wait, do you know what a pontoon is, May?
Is that where you stand? You got like a big stick and you're pushing it, like in Venice?
Oh, no. Definitely not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's a pontoon?
Pontoon is like a big party boat. Two against one. We need to have a handsome party on a pontoon.
Yeah, we'd love that.
It's a big, like, slow boat.
Yeah.
Okay, a big slow boat. Well, sounds electric. Well,
it's just like a bunch of seats. You just sit around. You float around in the water. You blare your music. You have your drinks, your food. It's not a speed boat. You're just floating around, enjoying the day.
It is nice to be like in the hot sun, on the water, in and out of the water, on a boat with a beer. That's a really nice feeling.
Well, yeah, and a pontoon is also covered. You know, so you're just, it's real nice.
The Canadians not have pontoon boats.
They do. In fact, Thomas, we didn't rent a pontoon, but Thomas and I rented a speedboat in Toronto once when I was out there filming Star Trek, I think.
Yeah. I guess you've never heard the song On the Pontoon.
Is that real?
I swear to God.
Yeah.
Little Big Town.
It's a country song. Yeah.
Out here on the ocean, boater boating.
Oh, that rings a bell.
Not ocean open.
All right. Well, we got to wear our ponties on the pontoon, but we got to put that on the list. We got to have
it. It's a good time. It's when you want to just chill. You're not in a hurry.
Yeah. No, it is snack time. It is snack time on the pontoon.
Mm-hmm. I would be so. My version of that is like in Canada, you got a little speedboat, you're tubing. Maybe you have like a Caesar, they call it, or a Bloody Mary.
A salad?
No, trying to eat a salad.
Grab your salads, we're going boating.
The lettuce flying in
the healthy Canadians. I'm going to need everybody to grab a Caesar and let's get on that boat. You got your Caesar, make sure it's got croutons.
Thomas
Everyone
knows.
Hydrate, grab a water. It's good to have a water and a salad.
What's a Caesar?
And a little handful of berries and nuts, and on we go.
A Caesar is a Bloody Mary, but it includes, you're not going to believe this, clam juice in it. That's what makes it a Caesar, and it's tasty.
Ew.
Yeah.
Fortune's not a big fan of clams.
Yeah. How ironic.
Fortune!
Guys!
Fortune!
I do watch sometimes that reality show Below Deck, And I kind of, I have like a fantasy of, because that's like a group of hot young people and they're working as the staff on a luxury yacht and they all are just like fighting and fucking. And I it's kind of like Dirty Dancing, but on a boat. And I'd like to spend a summer that
dirty
way.
Dirty sailing. Kind
of. Yeah, like I can
dirty
picture myself.
Dancing
like,
on a boat. Sign
I'm
me up.
Shirtless. I'm like climbing the rigging, the scaffolding. I'm up at the top of the thing, you know, and I'm all oiled up.
You would have been good. Yeah, like in your younger days, you should have done one of those yacht situations.
What do you mean younger days? Oh,
younger
May's
days.
Still...
I'm 12.
Like, I know, yeah. But like, is May really going to leave their life to go...
For a summer on
a yacht?
May?
Okay, May? Well, there's a couple of considerations I got to take. So, yeah, if I... Yeah, you know, I'm not saying never.
Okay.
I would pause my life. Something would have to go pretty seriously wrong in my career and relationship, but I think I'd have a good time out in the sun.
Yeah.
I'd have some like torrid affair with like the kitchen staff, you know.
Whoa. Oh, the staff, not even one person.
The entire the staff is getting it.
I'd be like, before you get to May and y'all's torrid affair, can I get some of that pasta you served a couple nights ago? Do you mind remaking that for me? Because it looked delicious.
No, but we have leftovers and you can nuke them in the microwave.
I'll
because
take
we're
it.
Busy. We're busy in May's cabin.
Then at some point, someone has to say, nobody puts baby in the corner.
Well, yeah.
Guys, it's the Dirty Dancing of...
I know that line.
Don't
didn't see the movie.
Don't make me explain this.
Now, here is my question. Did I tell you about when I was coming out of surgery fully drugged and hallucinating?
Mm-mm.
Okay, this was back in 2019. And I was so out of my mind on drugs. And I was like really struggling there. And Stephanie was next to my bed. And I told her... that I just want to leave here and go on a boat with you and listen to rock and roll.
Nice.
Oh my God.
That's what I kept telling her over and over. I just want to be on a boat listening to rock and roll with you.
That's
and
she so teases, romantic. I
she
like
teases
that.
Me about that to this day. And,
rock and roll.
Yeah. I also, I thought John Fogerty was in my hospital room with me.
Who's John Fogerty?
CCR.
CCR.
Credence. Credence Clearwater Revival.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little swamp rock for you, okay? Credence Clearwater Revival, that's the perfect music when you're on a pontoon, okay?
Okay, yeah.
On the pontoon.
Yeah, or the song... pontoon
out with... here on the open motorboating
fortune.
Shout out Little Big Town.
I have a question.
Yeah,
but it's a little un-PG, but motorboating,
give it to
like,
me
so motorboating is like that thing you could do with, but does anyone do that with
you
with
mean
boobs?
Put your head in someone's breast
and go like,
Fortune exactly. Marie. Fortune Marie.
I'm going to say I'm a fan.
No way. Oh my God. That's the best.
Fortune's like, that's why I got into the sport.
Fortune's like, that's
I
my
have
main
a gold
main.
Medal in motorboating.
Oh my God. That's your main move.
And does Jax mind that everyone now knows that you motorboat Jax?
I didn't say she liked it.
But it goes on.
You're waking
that
her
does
up that
go
way.
On behind closed doors at this lesbian hut.
A lot of things happening in this lesbian hut. You've never done that? May you never experience motorboating?
No. No, I haven't.
Nobody could motorboat me or May.
Well, you
no,
have to.
It's not happening.
It does have to involve someone with tig old bitties.
Mm-hmm.
Tig old bitties.
Which is where Tig's name comes from.
That is my God-given name. Tig old bitties. It was my grandmother's name, my mother's name, and now mine.
Middle name, old bitties.
How do we get on to... pontoons and boats
because I'm dressed like I'm going on a nice
boating,
boat
yeah.
Yeah. And summer is coming. It's around the corner.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Spring is in the air.
I'm not a big fan of mosquitoes. I'm not happy about that.
Does anyone like them?
Yeah, that's a good. I bet someone's got a mosquito fetish. Like, oh yeah, let them suck my blood. My friend and she brought her boyfriend who we'd never met. I don't think they'd mind me telling this story. We were all like in a park and I guess there were mosquitoes around, but we didn't really, I don't know, they weren't really bothering anyone except they seemed to be really eating him. And it was the first time I'd met him and I overhear him whisper to my friend, "Help me." Like, what's going on? He's like, "Help me." She's like, "How do you want me to help you?" He's like, "They're eating me alive." But it was just so funny, a boyfriend whispering to his girlfriend, "Help me."
Do you know what is my favorite thing so far of this episode, May? Is if you slightly move your head down a little. There. Up a little. Up. Stop. Cat ear.
Oh, in the corner there. Yes. Right. The frame of my...
Yeah. Looks like you have one little kitty ear. Go to our YouTube page to see May's kitty ear.
I feel like every episode you're going to really crowbar in some visual thing that people have to go to YouTube.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is...
You're going to want to see the shirt I'm wearing. I look like a pretty little yacht lady.
Pretty little motorboater.
I do. So Jax gets, she gets really car sick though. Or sorry, boat sick.
Yeah, when you motorboat her. Going. Again, I'm going to preface this with, she's not into it.
Does it make her laugh? It's a very silly feeling, I imagine.
She thinks I'm insane most of the time with most things.
Now, Fortune, does your mother listen to this podcast, and does she know that her precious daughter motorboats her wife?
I think my mom does, in fact, listen to the Handsome Pod. Actually, I know for a fact she does.
Okay.
She's going to submit a question for us, by the way.
Right, but what does she think about her precious daughter motorboating her wife?
She probably, like Jax, thinks I'm ridiculous.
If I was a parent listening, I think, you know what? Good for them. They're all having fun out there.
I think some of our listeners should try it.
Oh, I'm obviously going to try it tonight.
Yeah, just try it. And here's the thing. You will both laugh.
Well,
it's not sexy.
Wait a minute. Thomas, can you put this on the list? May motorboating Fortune.
I don't have anything. It's not going to be fun for May.
You have boobs.
I have boobs.
We truly don't have them.
Well, if you're up for it, I'm up for it.
I love the show Hacks, and it is back, baby, for season 3. That's right. We are going to see what kind of antics Deborah Vance is up to this season. She is such a treat to watch because who doesn't love Jean Smart? She is so freaking talented. Now, season 2 left off with Ava being fired. If you haven't watched any of Hacks, guess what? It's on Max. You can catch up, and I highly recommend that you do so before season 3 starts. There is also an official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. So check out that podcast, but watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. It is wild how often I see someone texting on their phone or even, I've seen them watching videos while they're driving. Your insurance rate should be lower than that of unsafe drivers. The more safely you drive, the less you'll pay. Who doesn't want a rate based on your own safe driving? You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for rating, and your rate could increase with high-risk driving.
Just even talking about being on a boat on the water is putting me in a very summery vibe. I can smell the diesel fuel.
Well, you guys know at some point this summer, later in the summer, we're all going to be in Toronto at the same time.
That's crazy.
I want to take you to the Toronto Islands where you, and you take a ferry over across Lake
Sounds
Ontario.
Like a boat.
It's a definitely a big boat. I know that I'm like immature and I lack a lot of life skills, but I think of the three of us, I feel confident saying that in a canoe, I'm going to be the most proficient.
Oh,
and I would
1,000%
confident. I could canoe.
I'm a good
around.
Canoer, but
oh,
I
really?
Think you're much stronger than I am.
You could yeah. be in. I'll take the stern. You take.
I'm
going to
lay down while you two paddle. How about that?
No, you're getting motorboated, so that's what you're doing.
Let's do a poll. Who wants to see May motorboat Fortune?
I can already feel Jax going, what did you talk about today? Oh my God. What is wrong with you?
We do need to get our band. We've already talked about this. Get our handsome band together.
Yes.
Me, Fortune, May, Thomas, learn three songs, and we could play on the boat in Toronto.
Okay? Oh,
oh my God.
Nice.
I'm imagining it like when the Beatles did that concert on the roof, like people start to gather, like they hear the sound coming over the water and then like thousands of people gather.
Yeah. They're like, something sounds very handsome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're like, guys, it's us. It's us.
Yeah. It's us and Thomas.
We're eating those clam juices. What the fuck are we eating?
Fortune.
Sorry.
We're
What's
drinking-
this clam juice we're drinking?
We're drinking a Caesar, which is a Bloody Mary with clam juice.
How about you drink a Caesar? I'll eat a Caesar salad.
Tig, what are you going to eat on the boat? Some seaweed? Some kelp?
Yeah, maybe I'll scoop up some seaweed. You're right. Yeah.
Dry it in the sun.
No, I like, you know, chips and salsa and guacamole and a beer or a hoppy water. Something refreshing.
You know, I've never acquired a taste for beer.
I didn't know that.
I don't really love the taste of it, but I've drank a lot of it in my teens and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like Canadian beer, some of it's like water. There's one called a 50 that's so rancid and cheap.
Well, I do like pairing alcohol with food. I'm not a sit around and just drink for the sake of drinking.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was a food and wine writer like through my childhood, so he would like review wines and pair food and wine and stuff. That was his jam.
Oh, that's a neat job.
I like going out to eat with Stephanie and she'll have a glass of red wine or something and I'll just take little baby sips of it through the night, you know, like or dinner. I'll kind of share her wine with her, but I don't even drink a fourth of it, just like a taste of it on my lips.
And she doesn't care.
Yeah, she doesn't mind that.
Some people hate it. They're like, just order your own. God.
No, because I'm really not drinking anything. It's like just on my lips, barely.
You're just getting the flavor profile.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like an old fashioned. That's my drink of choice.
We know, girl.
Or red wine. If it's a hot summer day, I don't mind a margarita. So
I love
on the
skinny
boat,
margarita.
I'll probably drink a margarita.
Oh, I can't wait for this boat trip. We're going to get so sunburned.
Oh, I'm going to have to wear a tankini.
Well, the pontoon is going to have the cover.
Oh, of course. I forgot. Okay.
Yeah.
If they have pontoons in Canada, we're not sure.
I think they do. We'll find a pontoon. Thomas, will you Google if there's pontoons in Canada? When Thomas was my assistant, Thomas is the best. And he is like, you can have him in any situation. He's game for whatever's going on. I think we were in Austin when he was my assistant. He had come with me on tour. And after the night was done and my show was over and I was back in my hotel, he just went out and went, I think, line dancing or two-stepping with people. He was just by himself out having drinks and country western dancing.
That's
alone.
Hilarious.
That's so funny to imagine.
I would love to see Thomas line dancing.
Have you ever like hung out with people that you meet at show? Like I did my first show in San Francisco last year and afterwards someone was like, do you want to come to our lesbian dodgeball game? And I was like, yeah. And so then I went and played dodgeball with them the next day.
Wow.
Oh, that's fun.
It was crazy. It was so aggressive.
You had a good time though?
I had a great time, although I felt like a lot of people wanted to hit me with those balls. Like I felt like there was like, oh, you think you're You think you're just going to play a dodgeball, do you? Like, it's really, they whip those balls.
Yeah.
But yeah.
They get hardcore about it. The sporty ones in our community really get intense.
The sporty ones. The sporty ones.
When I was in Chicago a while ago, I went to a bar and there was a whole lesbian dodgeball team having a drink. They were, you know, talking about the game, dissecting everything.
Deconstructing. Well, and, Sandra, you really blocked a couple good ones.
And even in the, even in talking to a gay dodgeball team, the intensity's still there. They're like, hey, we noticed you from across the room. We're a lesbian dodgeball team. And just wanted to say hi.
My name is Terry.
I'm the captain. I also am in charge of accounting for the group. They're super organized.
Yeah.
They got a spreadsheet. And they all have... like pun names for their lesbian dodgeball. It's always like,
oh, what was theirs
for their pun tune?
Yeah,
theirs was like had sassy in the name. I forgot it though.
I think, and they all start dating each other. Mm-hmm. I think it all gets a little bit.
Well, yeah, why play dodgeball in a gay league if you're not gonna try to slide into home base? If you know what I mean.
Are there straight leagues?
Dodgeball, yeah, it's straight people. Women. It's a mixed group.
I would say the mix is gay women and women that don't know they're gay yet. It's the mix.
It's funny how you can have a gay dodgeball league, but if you say we're the straight dodgeball league, then you're very bigoted. It's scary. Yeah.
There's a lot of drinking involved in these leagues too.
Before the game?
Yeah. Some of the straight leagues, they're all drinking before and after the game. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And next time you see my lovely wife, Stephanie, ask her if you can see her impression of a softball pitcher from women's softball pitcher.
Well, she's because Stephanie played basketball a lot. A side of her comes out, right? Like she came to do a show. It was like right before the show. And she'd been at basketball or something. She was like, yeah, I almost got in a fist fight at the basketball. We were like, what?
Yeah, she's aggressive.
Super
really?
Competitive.
That's
yeah.
so funny.
Yeah.
Because she seems kind of, she seems pretty chill, but then the competitiveness comes out of her.
Yeah, I remember when we were first together and I would go to her basketball games and she was like, riled up. And I was whoa, I had not seen. And that's why it's good to date somebody for a chunk of time before you actually get married.
Yeah.
Because these different situations bring out parts of somebody where you couldn't have even imagined. I did not at all. Imagine that. I thought Stephanie would be like, well, that was fun. Come on, let's go have an ice cream cone.
But she's like up in someone's grill being like, bitch, get out of my way.
She is a basketball player.
Oh, man. That's fun. I used to be in a soccer league.
Is this in your Craigslist days when you
first memove?
Oh, my gosh. Really? You joined a team on Craigslist?
Yeah. Back when I first came out and I was trying to find friends, I joined a soccer league, a softball league, and a tennis league.
Oh my God. That's a lot of leagues.
I need to find lesbians. Where are the sports? I joined an African drumming league.
You told us about that.
Yeah.
This is like an exhausting schedule. How did you have time for all these things?
Well, my career
My
career was non-existent at the time. So that wasn't keeping me busy. I had a lot of time on my hands. Those were fun. Those were my 20s. I was just like playing in tournaments all the time.
Are you a good soccer player?
I'm a good soccer player and the best sport of mine is tennis. I played in college.
And what's your feeling on pickleball?
Pickleball, I've only done once. I thought it was okay. I didn't fall in love with it like everybody is.
I'm going to my first Lakers game soon.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. Okay. I've never been to like a professional basketball game, like where you sit by the, like somebody gave par of tickets and you get to sit right by the court and everything.
Oh,
in my mind,
nice.
I'm going to be sitting next to De Niro and
you might be.
Jay-Z. Yeah.
I played soccer as a kid. And, you know, I do tread water.
That is your thing. That is true.
And I do take a walk.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, nice long walk.
Yeah, but I used to cycle 100 miles a day, 50 to 100 miles a day.
Whoa, really?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Where?
I would cycle. I remember I performed in Portland, Oregon, mm-hmm. and I flew out there with my bike and then cycled to Seattle. Or Holy I started shit. In Seattle and went to Portland. I can't remember what direction. Why does
That's
that matter?
Crazy. But,
and then I did a show in Seattle. And then I also cycled from Montreal to Portland, Maine.
Oh my
Whoa,
God.
Like
and then I also
way.
Cycled through France. But those days are over. I can't do that anymore. But
Because your butt hurts?
My back, you know, I'm real Frankenstein body, but I.
Plus, you got busted for the steroid, the performance enhancing.
Yeah. I just think cycling seems so dangerous now.
Well, are you cycling like along highways? Like, how are you doing those
yeah
big
it was
distances.
On like highways and through small towns in France. Me and my friend cycled from small town to small town, and we would stop and have like a really fun
a
you know restaurant yeah like a little meal at a cute little cafe, and then we would treat ourselves at the end of the night at like a chateau. Like, and the bed would, or the bath would be clawfoot and Aww. Just so, oh so beautiful. God.
That's cool.
Yeah. It was a real passion of mine in my 20s and early 30s.
I did not know that about you.
If you get back into it, can you get two little sidecars for me and Fortune?
Yeah, and, I thought you were going to say for Max and Finn.
Oh, Max and Finn and sidecars
is
pretty cute.
Can come.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I guess Max and Finn.
So, yeah, the site, I couldn't do it. My butt would hurt too bad.
Well, I enjoyed it, but I wasn't competitive. I did a long distance cycling ride that was raising money for AIDS, and mm-hmm. I came in dead last.
Oh,
dead last.
That's all right. You finished.
Yeah. Yeah. And that the other people were like, even though it's not a race, they were still racing. And I'm uh-huh. like, I don't, you can have the win. I am enjoying this.
People are doing these marathons and stuff, and they're like, their nipples are bleeding, and they're like fainting.
Unrelated.
No motorboating.
No, they're peeing their pants and stuff. Like, I
unrelated.
I don't get the appeal.
Yeah, nothing better than a marathoner who just has to poop their pants because they don't want to mess up their time.
That's so crazy to me.
Keep going, Janice.
Then you'll hear about someone who was like, didn't train at all and like completed mm-hmm. it and came in fourth. And you're like, you know what I mean? People's bodies.
I remember
different.
Years ago, my friend didn't have time to train and she signed up for a marathon. I mean, she was a runner. She, I think, ran pretty much daily. But she said she just watched that Demi Moore movie, G.I. Jane, mm-hmm. and like drank a beer and then just ran.
That's sick. That's
Some cool. people are just built different.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Good segue, but our questioner is somebody who is unbelievably fit and chiseled and whose physique I covet.
So today's questioner is a stand-up comedian, actor, and singer who's been named one of Variety's top 10 comics to watch. He hosts the podcast I Never Liked You, and you can watch his latest special on his YouTube channel at Mateo Lane Comedy. Our questioner is Mateo Lane, and I have to just say about him real quick, he is blowing up right now in the comedy world. Such a funny, hilarious stand-up. So talented, a crazy good artist. He sings opera. He speaks a fluent Italian, fluent Spanish.
Yeah,
he's
does
gorgeous.
Like, he does like cartoon animation. Like, he's just multi-talented.
Wow. Yeah.
And he's a super nice guy.
Like That's a cool. real Renaissance man that you just don't see in modern day times. and I know that this, like, he's finally getting his due. He's selling out shows everywhere, but this is truly just the beginning. He is going to be a big, big star.
Thanks to the Handsome Pod.
That's right.
Yeah.
You owe us. Just a beautiful soul. So let's hear what Mateo Lane is asking us.
Hello, Handsome Pod. I have a question for y'all. I want to know, who is your favorite pop diva?
Ooh, pop diva. This is hard for me. I don't know if it's hard for y'all, but I love a pop diva.
I know this about you, Fortune. I know you love a pop diva. I know you love your Celine. I like maybe because I was uncomfortable about my femininity, I like actively rebelled against, like, I would listen to like just like dudes and
bros
and yeah. I don't know, it's only recently I'm getting into, well, I loved Bette Midler always, but is that a pop diva?
Yeah, she was pop.
She would have been a pop diva.
Really?
Popular. The pop Divine stands Miss for M. popular.
She's definitely a diva.
A popular diva. Definitely popular.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who were you torn between, Fortune?
Oh, God, how long do we have?
Well, about...
Well, we typically do an hour episode.
Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? Give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. She'll love looking back on your childhood memories and seeing what you're up to today. Even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving. My mom has an Aura frame. She loves it. This Mother's Day, I am going to be loading up her frame with a bunch of new pictures that she is going to be so excited when she's sitting there and they pop up. It just brings back so many great memories. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use handsome at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. I wanted to switch out all my bedding this year and was gifted some Blissies. I cannot tell you how much this has helped. Set yourself up with better sleep with Blissies award-winning 100% mulberry silk pillowcases. There are a lot of dupes out there that claim satin can be an alternative to silk, but that is not the case. Satin is made from synthetic fibers like polyester, while silk is a luxurious all-natural fiber. I've been using Blissy pillowcases on my beautiful curly hair. With curly hair, it's pretty fine, right? It's easy to become dry, and the Blissy pillowcase, it's just nice and smooth and silky, and it's just really great for my hair and keeping it in good condition. Everybody loves them. They have a ton of different prints and colors, and they make great gifts because there's an option for literally everyone. They have over 1 million raving fans, and you could be next. Try now risk-free for 60 nights at blissy.com/handsome and get an additional 30% off. That's blissy.com/handsome and use code handsome to get an additional 30% off. Your skin and your hair will thank you.
I have a very huge soft spot in my heart for powerful female singers. Because inside of this masculine body with these large muscles,
boobs,
you see before you, inside of this handsome body is a pretty little lady.
Of course, I see her.
I see her every time.
And this pretty little lady loves a singer.
And you have a beautiful voice, so you probably appreciate like the craft. Like the.
And you have a little pink shirt on. It's so, all adding up.
In modern day times, my favorite pop singer would be Kelly Clarkson.
Really? Sorry, I shouldn't have acted so shocked there.
The running joke right now, we all know Kelly has a very popular daytime show called The Kelly Clarkson Show, right? Yes. So one of the things Kelly does is she sings what is called Kellyoke, which is Kelly's version of karaoke.
I already figured it out. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, good.
We were one step ahead of you there.
Yeah.
So Kelly takes all these songs that are popular right now, she sings them, and everybody, the running joke online is like, sorry to whoever was the original singer of that song. She just like freaking destroyed.
Oh, like she's so great at it?
She sings everybody's song like 5 times better than they sing it.
Oh, cool. I like that. Yeah.
Even Bob Dylan.
Probably. I mean, the Trevor Noah made a funny joke on the Grammys that says if whoever loses is going to be forced to have Kelly Clarkson cover your songs because she's so good. She just has a voice that's insane. It, she can hit these notes. Mm-hmm. She's like perfect pitch a lot of times.
Perfect.
And her voice is full of soul. I mean, just freaking get good. You want her, any song you love, just be like, can you cover that song? You want her to sing it.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't expecting, I don't think Kelly Clarkson, I think like pop diva. I guess like I imagine like kind of crazy attitude and but
yeah, because she's have so that.
No, but which is great about her in a way. She's like so you
down
know.
Home.
Yeah, I think of pop diva. She's that. Well, see, it's hard in modern day times for anyone to be a true diva because mm-hmm. then everyone's like, you're a turd. Stop mm-hmm. acting like that. You know what I mean? But now, but we accept it from our older pop divas. Mm-hmm. Like right. Mariah Carey, if she's 3 hours late, you're like, have you heard her sing that high note?
But we got her. These days we got who, so let yeah who are that we're working
but
with.
I just have to interject here. I don't know if I've told you this, but Kelly Clarkson's bassist, Einar Peterson.
Oh yeah,
we had years ago in our Texas days as teens. A little romantic connection.
Oh, my yes. God.
Yeah.
And so are we talking hand jobs? What are we talking here?
Fortune. Motorboating.
Wait, is Einar, what gender is Einar?
Einar is a man. I'll pull him up. He's a friend, great guy.
This is great gossip. Kelly Clarkson's bassist. Get TMZ on the line.
You motorboated him.
This is Einar rocking out.
Oh, Einar, cutie. Okay,
we are looking at what I can only describe as a strong and sinewy, bald, completely bald man rocking a bass.
Nice tight muscles. Tight shirt.
Yeah, he's
mouth agape.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about
mm-hmm.
Tig right now.
Oh yeah, yeah. It when we see each other these days, we are there's no stopping the
hand jobs.
Here he is again. There's no stopping the motorboating.
Cute.
Oh, he's got adorable. A great mustache. Oh, he's got a very handsome face.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, he's a cute, great guy. And
he's in her band,
the touring band.
The touring band. Nice.
Yeah, not on the television show, but yeah. I went and saw them live, and he saw me on TV like 20 years ago and wrote me on like MySpace or something and was like, it's like, remember hey, when... and then I was like, oh my God, total blast from the past. And then we've stayed in touch, and he and his son came over a few months ago and hung out and just a nice guy.
That's
so
awesome.
Talented. I went and saw, but the point is, I went and saw him playing with Kelly.
Yeah.
Mind blown. This guy is such a look, Kelly's incredible. We all know that.
Yeah, but you were watching your old
friend. No, Einar, like, he is such an incredible performer. And I think he just was recently touring with Duran Duran as well. And you know, he makes his rounds with the rock and rollers, but he is so fun to watch on stage. He's such a talent.
That's cool.
So, yeah. But Tig, you've seen Katy Wieners. Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just whisper Wieners Fortune?
Mm-hmm.
You've seen Wieners?
Fortune Marie.
Fortune, you've seen them all.
I've seen Kelly Clarkson. I've seen
Katy
Perry.
I've seen a lot of these gals.
Okay, how about I'll give you two and then you pick one and then the winner I'll present to Tig with another option. Like we'll narrow it down.
Winner of what? Well, there's so many pop divas I'm going to list at some point.
Like would you rather?
Oh, with dudes?
Would you? No. Okay. No, it was a bad idea to begin with. Okay, would you rather see in concert Whitney Houston or Barbara Streisand?
Whitney. I love them both, but Whitney Houston.
I've seen Babs live.
Oh, me too.
Memories like the corner of my mind. Did that remind you of that concert?
Yeah, it took me right back. That was.
Did you close your eyes at any point?
I was sort of watching. I was watching Tig's face.
This is Barbara, not Barbara, but Barbara.
Can I tell you that when I was 18 and I was living in this basement apartment with this girl, Laura Spanner, she was supposed to go with her mom to see Barbara Streisand with a bunch of her mm-hmm. mom's friends. She couldn't
go. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. And she said, well, do you want to take my ticket? And I didn't know her mom. I didn't know any of these women. And I was like the sketchiest, druggiest weirdo. And I got so stoned and I showed up at the theater and the mom knew I was coming and my eyes were like bright red and I was like, hey, I came to see Barbara Streisand with you guys, and because I love Barbara Streisand, and
funny,
I sat with all these older Jewish women who were all super nice to me and really freaked out by me as well. I had my like short hair and kind of reeked of pot, and
you had a lot of acne and braces and all that.
Then? I was past acne and braces, but no one had told me yet that I should be wearing a bra. So I had these really pointy boobs that just were constantly sticking, like the nipples sticking out. It was and I wore a cross body bag, like with a strap and my two pointy boobs sticking out. And no one said to me, just wear a fucking bra. Yes. But so I'm sitting there and then the lights go off and people are cheering and the big band starts playing kind of a medley, and I sort of just had forgotten like how important to me she is, and then all of a sudden spotlight in the middle of the stage and Barbara standing at the top of a big staircase in a black dress, turtleneck, and one sexy leg like emerges mm-hmm. from the long dress, and she goes, don't tell me not to, and I start bawling. Yes. Like I'm just like, don't tell me not to live, I just lost my fucking mind. And oh, when she sang Oh My Man,
when we saw her, she ended a song with, you bet your ass.
What do you mean? She yelled.
She just yelled, you bet your ass after. And Stephanie has it on her Instagram somewhere. And oh, it's so funny because
OG pop diva.
She just finishes her song and yells, you bet your ass. And we were dying. And I was just at the SAG Awards and she was presented the SAG Awards where I lost. Mm-hmm. But she was, Jen and Bradley Cooper were presenting an award to her.
No way. And she was lifetime. There?
Yeah. She's and amazing. She was there.
And did you talk to her?
Well, no, I have nothing to say to her, but she was after the award, she was sitting like on a couch behind a velvet rope, you know, kind of like, this is my area and you come to me vibe. And I just, you know, I'm like coming out of the place alongside Oprah and Jen Aniston. And, you know, it's like, oh, what do I do here? It's an embarrassment of riches.
She's famously, for as amazing as of a singer as she is, she famously is ridden with stage fright.
Yeah.
You bet your ass. That's not very scared on stage.
When she's in the zone, you would like, she, you know, supersedes that, obviously.
I want to, if I really land a punchline, that's what I'm going to do. You bet your ass I nailed that joke. That's
you
so
have
good.
To go to Stephanie's Instagram and look back and see. See this clip. It's so great.
That's amazing.
So so I would say that your favorite pop diva, May, is Barbara.
I would say it's Bette Midler or Barbara. But is that what Mateo means? Like, does that count?
Yeah.
Or is he talking like J-Lo and Ariana Grande?
Knowing Mateo, it's all of the fortunes, the powerful singers
translating mm-hmm. for us here.
Yes.
Now, could I go even to like somebody who's maybe not as like Babs or Whitney, even though I love them both?
You can do whatever you want.
Like a Linda Ronstadt?
A Lindsay Lohan?
Look, love them too.
Is Linda Ronstadt the, you're no good, you're no good, you're no good, baby, you're no good.
That's a song we're going to sing in our handsome band.
Yeah. I can sing that one.
I mean, obviously, I love Taylor Dane. We all know that. But yes. You know who I love?
Who?
Is Gladys Knight.
Yes.
Gladys Knight is where it's at for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is no better voice than Gladys Knight.
I mean, Tina Turner.
Oh, Tina Turner. God, see, this is an unfair question. Thing. How dare you, Mateo?
Yeah. It's hard to pick one. There's Tina Turner's unbelievable, too. What's your favorite Gladys Knight song?
You're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
You know, when she was born, she was born in Iceland, and it had been summer for months.
Who, like Gladys?
Summer for months the whole time. And then the doctor, on the day she was born, finally that endless summer ended and the sun started going down. He said, "Glad it's night." And then the mom said, "Wait a minute. Let's call her Gladys Knight."
Do you know what else?
Anyway.
L.A. proved too much for the man.
I can't be treated this way.
So he's
nor can Gladys.
He's come to know. He said he's going back to find.
We gotta do karaoke, the three of us.
I'd rather live in his world.
Okay, the only karaoke I do is, you've heard it, Johnny D's on the back up, drug free, so put the crack up. Yeah. No need for speed. Yeah. Or I'll do like...
That was the Marky Mark song that we
burning
didn't
Burning
really
down
on.
The house. Mm-hmm. My house. You know, the Talking Heads, you know. 365 degrees. Burning down the house. My house. I'll
do that. You can play drums on that.
Yeah.
When I was on Stephen Colbert, the Talking Heads were the other guest, and they were just to stand in the same room was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It would be fun if we did karaoke where we choose what songs the other people have to sing. And we have to do it. We have to give it our best shot. We really, like, I would give Tig, what's the one that's like, "I'm a fire starter, twisted fire starter." Like, I'm only cracking myself
up. I don't know
up.
This one.
I don't either.
You know, Thomas.
Thomas,
fire,
do you know this
fire
one?
Starter.
I think
by...
it's three against one.
Thomas, fire
wait,
starter.
Why are we doing karaoke? Why aren't we doing Handsome Band?
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right. We're doing Handsome Band. Thomas, that's a real song, right? The fire starter one?
Thomas knows
by
it.
The must... Prodigy.
The Prodigy.
Is it a Canadian thing?
Mm. No.
Sometimes I think they're... you Canadians are against us.
You heard it here.
You heard it here.
You heard it right here. Us Canadians are drawing a line. I have a couple of other divas I have to mention real quick.
Well, I could mention so many divas too.
I mean, but these are all my favorites.
Okay,
let's hear.
But he said choose one.
Well, I chose one modern day. I'm gonna choose one older
day
pop diva.
Mm-hmm.
Celine Dion, talking about Canadians, this is where we come together.
Yeah.
And we meet in a beautiful, glorious place.
Yeah.
Are you about to go into prayer?
A new day.
You love Celine. Have you ever met her?
I love Celine. No, I've never met her. I have seen her perform in person twice.
I remember you were disappointed when she started chatting.
And I have a song from Ryan Reynolds. We're like, okay, get back to the songs. Her voice is magical. I think she truly has perfect pitch. I've never heard her sing out of key.
What, does Babs go off the rails?
She just has it's a different sound, a different pitch.
How dare you? She listens.
And Celine can go high, so high, and she exemplifies that true diva that, like, she's buttoned up, and she's like, you feel like she's unapproachable, but then she's lovely and wonderful. There's a meme out there somewhere, or a video of a girl singing to Celine Dion's car.
Yes.
And in real life, Celine just listens to her, but is making a very stern looking face. But someone edited it to make it look like the window gets rolled up in the girl's face.
Is that on the Beaver TikTok channel?
It's so good. She's the greatest pop diva of all time.
Okay, so that's your answer. Olden days, Celine. Modern days, Kelly Clarkson.
Mm-hmm. I love that Celine is olden days.
I know.
I mean, I feel like I'm about her age, but I guess but, I might be olden like, days comedian.
Of our time,
that's
you know.
Fine.
Like, I don't know who would be the one from
well,
we like,
all
the
have
20s.
Different times. That's the thing about us.
Yeah.
Celine is like, you know, we went to high school together.
Are you picking Gladys Knight, Tig?
Yeah, I'm going to go Gladys.
Okay. I think I'm going to go
so much.
Babs. Yeah, I'm going to go Babs. I mean, I loved going to see Taylor Swift. That was great. But it's,
oh, right. Taylor yeah, Swift.
That was good.
The
and then
pop
you got,
diva of our time now.
But
yeah.
then there's also Pink. And then
yeah,
like,
there's Pink's Lady Gaga. Too. There's Kate, Ariana
yeah,
Grande.
All these people.
Yeah.
They're so good. It's frustrating.
But I think we look, we're not pretending that we're like, oh, I love, or like the, we're being honest here, the three of us, about like where our hearts lie. And we're we're slightly in the past. I'm Babs, you're Celine, and you're Gladys. Mm-hmm. Like that's our true, you know, we can't pretend that we'd pick Beyonce, even though Beyonce might be the greatest pop diva
Beyonce,
of all time.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, Beyonce.
Well.
Jeez. Yeah.
Have you heard her new, her country song?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, yes. Fuck, it's good.
We love a strong, powerful female singer.
We do.
I'm sure, you know, I bet Beyonce was like, oh, okay, so Taylor Swift is just going to pop over here into pop music and take over. Then I'm going to put a cowboy hat and jump right over into the spot that she left empty.
There you
yes.
go.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's,
I say that was a smart move.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we should do with the pod. We should try different genres. We should do like a true crime episode. And we should do like a sort of
sports talk
with us.
Sports talk.
And that's what the show is called. Sports talk with us.
And then one about hand jobs. Am I right, you guys?
No.
That's not an existing genre.
It's not?
The hand job genre.
The hand job pod.
There's
got
to be some gals out there talking about hand jobs somewhere.
No, nobody is, because they all have mothers and grandmothers who would not approve. Now, let's
Sorry,
hear
Mom.
The answer.
Yeah, let's hear
Sorry,
what Mateo
Mom.
Had to say.
Hey, Mom.
So my pick, even though everyone thinks it's Mariah, and I love Mariah Carey, but it actually would be Barbra Streisand. So my favorite movie growing up was Funny Girl. And I remember I saw Barbra Streisand in concert. So I grew up next to my Aunt Cindy, and she loves Barbra Streisand. We love Barbra Streisand together. And I mean, how obvious that there was a gay kid just sitting with my Aunt Cindy, like, more Streisand. But she, I think a couple of years ago, she did a few concerts, one in New York, one in LA, and one in Chicago. So I got us tickets. I flew to Chicago, and there's me and my aunt. The second she walked out on stage, we were losing it. I mean, we were crying so hard. The only time I cried harder is when I was watching Coco on a plane and I was flying to London, and a British flight attendant came up to me. He's like, I've noticed you got a bit of the sniffles. Do you want me to get you something from the back?
Oh my God. Yeah.
I can't imagine that it's not the majority of people at Barbra Streisand concerts that as soon as she walks out, they're losing their, like, their brains are coming out of their ears, you know?
It's, so
it's like
funny.
There's nothing chill or subtle. Even if you're not a huge fan, here comes Barbra Streisand, you know?
That was the deal when I went, like, because I wasn't expecting to have that reaction, but there's something about, like, yeah, her presence and everyone else around you freaking out. You just lose it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like at the Handsome live shows.
It's very similar to the live Handsome shows. You're right about that, little cowboy.
When the lights go down and the big brass band plays a medley of just to build anticipation, and then a single spotlight appears, and all three That's of right. us are in it in one black dress.
All three of us in one black dress.
We're all
We're sharing
into one black dress, and then it has a long slit up the side, and.
Oh my God, can someone make this for us? I would love to
we'll be
in a
dream
gown.
Gaze.
Oh, please.
I would love to be in a gown with the two of you. Would Thomas be in there too?
Definitely.
Thomas kind of looks like Mateo, if I'm being honest.
He also, Thomas looks a little bit like your old flame, Kelly's bassist, you know, with the mustache.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. Yeah.
That one you used to get real handsy with.
Fortune! I think it maybe was just like kissing zone, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
kept it above the waist.
I can't remember. And maybe I should sit him down and ask him if we went beyond first base.
How far did we go, mister?
Well, thanks for the question, Mateo Lane. I look forward to our future friendship because I've heard all these wonderful things about you and your talents. And
yes.
And you seem gay.
He is very gay. Super gay. In the best ways. You would love Mateo. I have to introduce you guys soon.
He does great crowd work too. He's very funny with the crowd. And then also, yeah, he makes like pasta from scratch and cooks like carbonara. Mm. Like he's an amazing cook. Yeah. What a guy. I think we were in
love with
him.
I wonder if I met him briefly.
At the Netflix is a joke thing, maybe you did?
Yeah, maybe.
That's right, Mateo. I'm doing a show with Mateo May 11th in Los Angeles at the YouTube Theater.
That's
as part of the Netflix is a joke fest. So
nice.
If you liked what you heard today, get your tickets.
Mm-hmm.
What else should people come and see, Fortune?
May 18th, Massey Hall in Toronto.
Yeah, man.
I'm doing my last show of my Live, Laugh, Love tour. And I'll have some other dates coming soon. Go to my website.
Can I come to the Toronto show?
Please. Yes.
I'd love to.
You can do a spot if you want. It's up
to you. Can I?
For real? Yeah, if you want.
It has always been like a dream of mine to perform at Massey Hall. So that would be kind of crazy.
I'm happy to have you. It's up to you. It's totally up to you if you want to do a spot or if you want to watch, whatever you want.
Oh my God.
You can let me know closer to time.
If I planned this really elaborate thing, I took it and ran with it. So I got the band, I got the black gown.
We have to get our six-legged gown.
We have to.
I think our handsome listeners would love to see you if you want to pop on.
If we were ever asked to host like an award show, or if we were presenting,
I would love to show up
in a six-legged gown. and I picture us all facing out like we see each other.
Yeah.
You know, we have slits for our legs and...
You should host an award show. Thomas, put it on the list.
Yeah. Tig, what do you got coming up?
Well, it's just the regular old run-of-the-mill Tig stuff where I'm working out new material locally in Los Angeles. And if you want to see me, you better come out to those Los Angeles shows because as it stands now, there is no plans for a future tour in my life. So that's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Maybe
you're like Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
You're going to do it when you feel like it.
That's right. If I feel like it.
You're a stand-up diva.
This old bag of bones has been on tour for 28 years about. So I'm working out material locally and enjoying that. Oh, and my special on Amazon called Hello Again. Check that out. My wife, Stephanie, directed it. She did a wonderful job.
Nice. What about you, May?
I think nothing. maybe I'm going to be at Massey Hall with you. I don't know. But no, I think I'm going to be doing some new material around Toronto. And so just check out my Instagram because I'm going to be filming all summer. And then,
doing your May thing.
May thing. You better be spending your time gathering facts.
Oh, I'm always doing that.
Yeah. What else is there to do except for subscribe?
Oh, oops.
Yeah. There's nothing else to do but subscribe to the podcast and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Okay?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Get over there. Also, rate us and give us a comment. We do welcome 5-star reviews.
Mm-hmm. Let us know, maybe on social media, let us know the funniest clip of a pop diva. Tag me in your favorite clip of like a pop diva funny moment.
You bet your ass.
Yeah. I'm going to go and watch that one.
All right. Well, until next time.
Keep it handsome.
Handsome is hosted by me, Mae Martin, Tig Notaro, and Fortune Feimster. The show is produced, recorded, and edited by Thomas Ouellette. Email us at handsomepod@gmail.com. And please follow us on social media @handsomepod.
What a podcast!
What a podcast!